99.9 WTUZ, your kind of country. It's Eric McElroy in the morning, and it's brought to you by Sarshone Ford of Waynesburg, Z Country.
When I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
I have zero level of concern at this stage.
Alrighty then, good morning, greetings, salutations, and all of the above. 6'11", about to flip to 6'12". It is a Tuesday. Eric and Michelle, I need to rework that open because you're now here too and snapping your fingers. Hey, if you want to join us, it's easy. You can send an email, Eric or Michelle at WTUZ.com. Our gal Mary's over in the newsroom. Our Weaver Appliance text line is there and available. And it's lovely when we have electricity. Woo-hoo! 330-339-9399 is the number to either call or text. Social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and we're streaming on our website all the time at WTUZ.com. Keyword listen on the text line. We'll get you a link to our streaming services as well. Michelle, we're going to feed people again today.
Yes, we are.
Well, you guys can, put the food in your mouth yourself, but we'll give you the gift cards in order to do just
not
that.
Not literally feed you.
Arby's stepping up to the plate again, so you have a chance to win later. Of course, we'll keep you updated. We'll entertain you. We'll make you laugh. Wake you up on this Tuesday. Of course, if you want the latest in terms of local news, we're always updating you on the social media platforms I mentioned, also our website. Coming up next, more of Your Kind of Country on 99.9 WTUZ. It's Midland, Eric and Michelle, Mary Alice over in the newsroom. Good morning to all. Mary stands by with our morning headlines, morning quickies after that. Mary, if you will.
In news this morning, warming centers remain open today as AEP Ohio crews continue working to turn the power on for some residents. The Salvation Army opened as a shelter overnight until 10 o'clock this morning, and then they will stay open until 3 p.m. as a warming center. Another location residents can go to stay warm include Rush Schoolhouse, Tuscarawas County Library branches, and also the Senior Center in Dover. Ohio Billing is celebrating 26 years of operations with a ceremony on Tuesday. And at this event, the Bolivar Base Company will recognize all staff members. And the business sends bills for medical and non-medical transports by EMS services statewide to insurance companies. In addition to their anniversary, Ohio Billings is also set to add about 30 jobs through an expansion. And for more details on these stories and more, you can always go online to WTUZ.com.
Boy, oh boy, the things we take for granted, like electricity.
I know, right?
Michelle, I want to see the dance you did when your power came back on. That's it? For a state champion dancer, that's all we get.
It was a little bit more funky, like, right before we came on. Like you were
my dance?
Yeah,
you were getting
a little
bit more.
Oh,
I'm trying to get my back in.
Get that heating pad warmed up a little bit.
So our power came back on yesterday, and it was one of those moments where I heard... We have, like, an air purifier upstairs, and I heard, like, a beep, and I was like, is it telling me the battery's low? Like, what? So I heard it, and I was like, wait a minute. And then I heard it again, and I was like, oh, my God. And so, like, I ran downstairs, and I saw a light, and I was like, oh, my gosh.
So does everybody have power in our area now?
I don't know. No. Do you have power yet?
No, I don't.
You don't?
Wait, Mary, no. You don't?
You still don't have power?
Here we are yucking it up.
Mary.
Yeah, no, that's all good.
Oh, my gosh.
No, it's not all good.
Our heat came back on, so yesterday afternoon, so that's all good.
But you still don't have power?
Right, because we have gas heat.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah, but there's still quite a few people, actually, still out.
Well, at least you can stay warm, I guess.
I know.
Yes. Oh, Mary, that stinks.
Good things, yeah.
What are you guys doing? Just living by candlelight?
Roughing it.
Yeah, just sitting there, going to bed at 7 o'clock.
Oh, nice. That's so lame. I would die.
I'd start a game of Monopoly or something. I mean,
candlelight. What are you going to do, by candlelight?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, Lord.
It'd be easy to steal the money right out of the bank. No one could see you.
Sneak over,
Yeah, just grab yourself a hundo.
I don't think that I could ever live a lifestyle of no electricity. Yeah. I mean, I know you take that for granted every day. Yeah. But once it's gone, you're like, oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
At one point yesterday, I was getting so frustrated. I was like, this has got to stop.
Yeah, listen, and you can say whatever you want because, I mean, it's not like the Amish are listening, right? They don't have radios, so you can say whatever you want.
You know what? The
not having electricity sucks.
Those power companies, they really did a great job yesterday.
Yeah, honest hats to off
goodness,
to them.
They did. I think it was like around 5:30. I saw seven of those bucket trucks coming down our street, and they parked over there at Tuscarora Park for a little bit. And I was like, you know what? They've had a long day.
Yeah. No doubt. Yeah.
Overtime.
Oh, right there. For sure. So hats off to them. I couldn't do that, living or working in that weather.
Ooh. Oh, I know. Climbing the poles and stuff.
I know. Mm. So good for them.
Hey, listen, with it being a Tuesday today, what we have for you is our Papa John's Song of the Day. Later with Shauna Berkey, you got to listen up for a certain tune. When you hear it, be the first to text the key phrase Papa John's to our Weaver Appliance text line at 330-339-9399. Then, if you're the winner, you will receive two medium, two topping pizzas, and a 2 liter of soda. But, Michelle, folks need to know what song they're listening for later. Do they not?
Yes, they do. You're going to be listening for Dylan Scott, Hooked.
When you hear it, that's your song, and that's your chance to win later on. It's the Papa John's Song of the Day. Hooked from Dylan Scott.
So you call it soda?
Mm-hmm. I was just being, you know.
Okay.
I was just being Eric McElroy there.
Do you soda, regularly pop. Call it soda?
No, I just soda. Call it a pop.
Okay.
Or just a Mountain Dew.
Sure. You said soda, and I was like, who are you?
When I moved to Texas, I was there maybe a couple weeks or so, and the lady who performs Brooks duties here in Texas asked me, hey, I'm going to the gas station. Would you like a Coke? Right? And I go, sure, you know, I'll take a Coca-Cola. Why not? She goes, okay, well, what kind? I go, huh? She goes, what kind of Coke? I said, you asked if I wanted a Coke, right? I just said a Coke. She goes, no, well, just what kind of Coke? Like, did you want a
Sprite?
You want a Sprite? You want a 7-Up, Mountain Dew? I go, hold on. That's just pop.
Right.
And they're like, what is pop? They don't say pop down there.
No, it's weird.
It was weird. It was new to them.
That's interesting. Yeah, Coke is Coca-Cola.
It was weird.
Right.
Like the little thing in the red can.
Right. So Chad's dad lives in New Mexico. I mean, he grew up here in New Philly, but now he's been living down in the South for so long. When he comes up, he says soda. And I'm like, get out of here with that nonsense.
Yeah, it's pop, y'all.
It's pop.
What about soda pop? Will you let that slide?
Yeah, I guess. But then I think of that Britney Spears song, Soda Pop.
Is that a Britney Spears song?
Yeah, it's from her very first album.
That I do not remember. Mm. And I don't know how you do.
We're sisters.
I only remember the album cover from that song. Sorry, Mary. I think I accidentally shut your mic off.
You did. Good.
Hey, the ratings are out from the Oscars Sunday night.
Yeah, and you know what? They broke its 4-year streak of dwindling viewership.
Wow, okay, so they actually had a nice viewership.
They did.
Then.
They
all
did.
Right.
29.6 million tuned in on Sunday. Last year, it was only 26.5 million.
Oh, wow.
So that's exciting. Yeah. I was telling you earlier, I kind of like the idea of not having a host because I felt like it moved along faster. There was no, you know, it was just.
Yeah, they didn't have to do that banter and back and forth.
And there was no, like, agenda. You know, sometimes they get out there and there's like a political agenda or they're trying to like get their message across. I mean, I liked it. It was just like it moved fast along. You did what you had to do and done.
Let's get the awards and go.
Right.
In 2014, ever since then, it's seen a decline. Like Michelle kind of said, 43.7 million tuned in to see the Oscars that year. Okay. The all-time record, biggest Oscars audience ever, came in 1998, 55.2 million people. Do you guys know what movie was named Best Picture that year?
Titanic.
That's why everybody was tuning in. That's why everybody was.
Can you believe that was in 1998? That was 21 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Well, think the movie came out in 97, did it not? If it won the Oscar in 98, because, you know, award season is in. So, yeah, that movie came out in 97.
So it's 22 years old.
Yeah. And we're still wondering why he didn't get up there with Rose.
I know. She didn't move over.
She didn't. Selfish.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Obviously, I know what you're talking about.
She looked real confused and like, don't you remember Jack?
I just don't want to let go.
And you know what she did? She let go.
She let go. Mm. Save herself.
Women. My wife's maiden name is Dawson, and the folks would call her Rose back in the day.
Oh, that's so cute.
That is adorable, isn't it?
My God, hashtag fresh.
That'd be annoying.
I would love that.
Would have made me her Jack.
Yeah, you're not as good as
she would have made room. She would have made room for me.
Who, your wife?
She would have.
Oh, okay.
We were both drifting a sea.
Hey, someone on the text line said, hey, I'm an Amish taxi driver, and they love listening to you guys. LOL.
You know, I'm just kidding. Like Amish Uber? Is there an Amish Uber?
I don't know.
Like,
is
think
that
about
a thing?
This.
Because they'd be the big vans.
Because you know you always see them at Walmart.
When I think Amish Uber, I still think horse and bug. Really.
You know what I think of when I think of Weird Al Yankovic, and I know that's terrible. I know I need to stop. That's not nice.
But if you think about it, you could probably really capitalize if you were some sort of... I know they don't have Uber down here, right?
No.
Right.
But if you just started some sort of inside Amish Uber thing, what could you call it?
An inside job?
Yeah.
What could you call
Buggy
it?
Buggy Express? I don't know.
There you go. Think
what
of a clever name and boom.
It?
I don't know. I'm asking you here.
I don't know.
All right.
I'm not really hip with the Amish. I only go out there to eat their good food.
That's right.
Mm. You're being so discriminatory this morning. I'm just kidding.
No, I mean, I love them. They make great food.
I think we have more Amish people texting us, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Can they text?
I wasn't going to
Yoder,
say
someone
that.
Said Yoder Toters.
Julia, how could you?
Mary, don't put her on blast.
I know, don't put her on blast.
I didn't say her last name.
Okay.
I didn't say her last name.
They are Yoder
Toters. I think I've heard
toters.
That before.
Yeah. I've never heard that. That's amazing.
You know, we could call ours the Miller Express. There you go.
Miller Express. Oh, my God. That's good.
What's another one there?
I don't know. I think the most common names are like Smith and... Mm-hmm. Is Smith, Smith an Amish name? I don't know.
No.
Yoder, Miller. I don't know. I don't know many Amish people. Do you?
I mean, not necessarily Amish. When I was growing up in Hartville, there were lots of Mennonite individuals.
Oh, yeah.
So that's, a step above.
I worked with so I used to bartend at Quaker Steak and Lube, and there was a girl that I had worked with who grew up Amish, but she, jumped the fence or whatever, and her family, they disbanded her or something, or I don't know. But I think they have since come together, and I think they're all friendly now. But I remember when she was going through all that, I was like, oh my gosh, this is like a real thing.
Right, yeah.
Crazy. Because, I mean, she was kind of wild, if you know what
I mean. That's why she jumped the fence.
I still want to know more about the Amish taxi driver.
I know. I want to know if Yoder Toters is a real thing.
It is. Those are the big vans.
That's what they're called?
Yeah.
Yoder Toters?
Yeah.
No, that's not.
Stop.
Listen, you guys.
Where's
listen,
the slogan on the sign?
That's not really what they're called.
Yoder Toters
like
will take you where you got to go.
It's a term. It's all right.
So wait, do the people that drive the vans, are they Amish?
No.
That I don't know.
No.
Great question.
They're not allowed?
Mennonite at
they can't
best.
Be. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. I just want me some Amish noodles now that we're talking about all this Amish stuff.
Educating you all today.
Let's go to Dutch Valley.
Yes.
I was there a couple weeks ago.
I know, and you didn't
even
invite me.
I had two helpings of noodles. One for me, and then the second was... For you.
Amish hauling is a real business, they say. Someone just texted and
see,
said.
See, we can make a killing.
You think?
See?
No doubt.
And I think that they pay in cash.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, there's, they don't have any
You would just need to know, where to go. Because they live out, way out.
You know, it's early. Uncle Sam isn't listening. That could be all under the table. You can get a little, what I mean?
Right.
Don't know what you're talking about. Nope, nope.
Exactly,
oh my gosh,
Mary.
Ken Snyder said those vans that haul Amish are actually called Yoder Toters.
That's not like what, it's not like a company You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not a company.
Oh.
People just
like you
use
can't
the
call
term.
Them. Yoder toter. Good morning.
Right.
Y'all need a tote?
That is
it's not how it goes.
Oh my gosh.
It's like a it's almost like I consider it like a mean kind of term almost.
Oh, okay. So maybe we shouldn't do anything.
I mean, no, it's
but
all right.
That was really funny. Your impression was funny.
Eric.
I didn't know that was like a real thing.
What's that?
The Yoder Toter.
Right. You thought it was like an actual company?
Yes.
Like you can buy stock in? I don't think they're publicly traded right now. Like Facebook. I don't think you can. Because after this show, the stock would skyrocket.
Yes. Some drivers. Hold on. I'm trying to read what people are saying. It's a great business. Oh, wow. This is a whole new world to me.
Right on.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Texter, let us know your name. Thanks for listening.
I think that
and
we
keep us on.
Yeah, I think that we should make a new investment. This could be a new business venture for us.
We already have the vans.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
WTUT
yes.
Amish toters.
All right.
Yeah, we'll work on that. We'll work on that.
Sorry.
Z Country toter.
Okay.
All right, someone has to do it. And that'll be me. I'll get us out of this segment. Mary will be back at the top of the hour with news. Thank you, Mary. I think I should be thanking you. I don't really know.
Hold on a little longer. What don't care only gives you stronger roots.
Z Country 99.9 WTUZ. It's Eric and Michelle. It's birthday time. First, we'll start with our big shot celebrity birthdays. And you know what? We have a would-have-been birthday today, Michelle. The one, the only, Johnny Cash would have been 87 years old today. Died at the age of 71 in 2003.
Yeah.
It's really the only celebrity birthday worth mentioning. I mean, Michael Bolton is 66. There's that.
That's all right.
Somebody's been blowing up the text line like the past few weeks asking me to play this song. It's just hard. I mean, when would I?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
It's a good jam. It's just.
And the flames went higher.
So I thought we'd play this while we do our birthdays today. Why not? In honor of the Man in Black. Darlene Reese, our first local celebrity that we'll mention today. Amy Fensler, happy birthday to you. Jason Pierce is celebrating. This one says Sarah Whitaker. Happy birthday, Sarah. Also, Tim Scepter is celebrating. This one is a 21st birthday to Sierra McCartney out of Dover. And lastly, Joshua Nichols turning 16 from Janaden Hutton. Stay off the roads there and the sidewalks, too, in Janaden Hutton. Go ahead, Michelle.
Daylene Swinderman is celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday, Daylene. Ron Webb is celebrating out of New Philadelphia, 65 years old today. Love your daughter and grandbabies.
This could actually be our new birthday. It almost has the...
I dig it.
Yeah.
I feel for you like a child.
Rebecca Reniker is celebrating today out of New Philadelphia. It says happy birthday to my special daughter. Joshua Reniker is celebrating a birthday out of Eurexville. Riley McGrath is celebrating her first birthday out of Strasburg. Love grandma and grandpa. And Rodney Phillips. Celebrating out of Philly.
All right. Out of all those individuals, Michelle, myself, and Johnny Cash will select an all-new daily birthday winner. How about Sierra McCartney turning 21 today? Sierra, Michelle will tell you what you've won.
You've won prizes from Texas Roadhouse, Annie Ann's, and Liddy's Cakes and Cookies.
The ring of fire.
Boy, oh boy.
Oh boy.
We couldn't have timed that out any better.
I know.
Almost like we're trained professionals. Later, we have a chance for you to win. We have Arby's gift cards, just like last Tuesday. You could get some free sandwiches on us from your local Arby's. Michelle, we have a house on the market if you're interested.
I am interested.
It's a little under $2 million. Carrie Underwood used to live there. Heck, I might be interested.
Let's chip in all of our paychecks and see if we can put down a down payment.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
She's actually selling the home where she had that freak accident that resulted in over 40 stitches to her face and then a broken wrist and all that. It's now listed at $1.45 million. And back in May, months after the fall, I guess, is when they decided to move. They being Carrie Underwood and Mike Fisher.
This house, have you looked at the photos?
I saw photos. Have you come across the closet?
She has like a full-on glam room with like a spiral staircase.
As if she needs it.
Oh my God. But you know what? To be honest, this house is pretty modest compared to other celebrities.
Really?
Don't you think?
Wow.
I mean, it's their bedrooms.
You know what? I will agree with you there.
Big. Their kitchen's not that big. I mean, the most, like, luxurious thing would probably be the spiral staircase going from, like, a closet upstairs to a glam room downstairs.
Have you seen the closet?
Yeah, it's amazing.
With the ladder that, like, is on,
it's on
some wheels
yeah,
that roll around up top? Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty epic.
Now, remember, she fell, Carrie Underwood did, outside of her home back on November the 10th in 2017. That scary fall resulted in what she says, 40 to 50 stitches to her face, required her to undergo surgery, excuse me. Also, not only on her face, but broken wrist as well.
Wow. This house is gorge. I'll sleep in that guest room right there.
I know, right?
No, I'll take the main bedroom where Carrie Underwood slept. Is that creepy?
Yes, it is. Sorry. Yes. It's really neutral.
It is.
It's not.
It's not like a golf course there.
Yeah.
You said that neighborhood, Brentwood, Tennessee, is where it's at. Who, like other
other celebrities live in
country
that
music stars are there too.
I did a celebrity tour.
You stalker, you.
I did a celebrity homes tour when I went to Nashville, and Brentwood's like where Tim and Faith live. I can't remember anybody else that lives there, but when we were on the tour, we drove past like Dolly Parton's house, which is really small in comparison to a lot of these other homes.
I mean, yeah, Dolly just works a 9-to-5. It's not going to be that big of a home. You know what I mean?
And that was when we saw Martina McBride mowing her own grass.
Nice.
I remember we had pulled up to an intersection and the bus driver was like, if you look to your left, that's Martina McBride's house. And you looked out and there was some lady like mowing the grass and she got off the lawnmower and was waving at everyone.
Oh,
I was
that's so cool.
I'm like, oh my gosh, that's her.
Yeah. Martina. I'll tell myself that in July when it's 90 degrees and I'm cutting my grass. Be like, you know what? I can do it.
If Martina
McBride's doing it, by golly.
I can do it.
I can do it, too.
Right.
Carrie Underwood getting rid of that home where she had that nasty fall. I don't know, you know, if that's why. We know they just had a second baby.
Right.
But that house seems big enough, Michelle, to house a family of four.
I don't know, four bedrooms, four full and two half baths.
Yeah. It's like you said, it sits on a golf course. They have a tennis court. Fitness center. I mean,
it has everything you want
views.
And more.
Whoa, look at that
and
fridge.
More. Now Mary's in on the action.
I mean, bite me over anytime.
1.45 mil. It's all yours.
You got to get your down payment ready, Eric.
Hey, this was news to me. First of all, Matthew McConaughey and Snoop Dogg have a movie coming out together. I have not seen previews for this. Has anybody seen a preview? Mary?
I haven't, no.
Beach Bum, can somebody Google the Beach Bum for me? It says it's coming out on March the 29th. Mm.
I heard that they sang a Willie Nelson song.
Mary, look at you, leading me right into what I wanted to talk about. They did a episode of Apple TV's Carpool Karaoke, right?
Oh, cool.
Snoop and Matthew McConaughey. In order to, of course, plug their new film, which, like I said, I haven't heard the upcoming flick, Beach Bum, March 29th.
You should see this movie poster.
Oh my gosh. All right, well, first of all, here's Snoop and Matthew McConaughey hanging out in the car a little bit. Just a little preview snippet, like a tease for it. Okay, first of all, why are Snoop and Matthew McConaughey laughing like that?
If you know Matthew McConaughey, that's actually a pretty likely pair.
Listen, I'll tell you exactly why. They're probably both laughing like that here in a minute. That's fun.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on.
Now, you see, Matthew's got the deep voice, and Snoop comes in with the melody and the harmony. It's just beautiful.
You want to rock with me right now? Come on.
sing a Snoop tune with us?
All right, hold on. I didn't make sure this was clean. I'm just going to go on my...
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Yeah,
drop it's,
we're good.
Like it's hot.
We're good.
Drop it like it's
hot. Oh, well, that
gosh,
one's not.
No, I don't
that
know.
That one's probably not.
I'm going to... there's only like it. 10 seconds left. Yeah, we're good. Why not? Of course, he had to throw one of those in there.
Yeah, he did. Did you see who all is in this movie?
No, okay, Michelle, tell me more about this movie.
Okay,
please.
So we've got Isla Fisher, Zac Efron. Jonah Hill is in this movie.
The Beach Bum?
Yeah.
Okay.
This looks like it's going to be funny.
With Snoop and Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, although,
there.
I will be honest, Matthew McConaughey kind of looks like Jesus.
Yes, that
he's
was
He's got
it.
His hair grown out really long. He looks kind of like a hippie.
Yeah.
Mixed, I don't know, he just looks rough.
Well, he probably looks like a beach bum, maybe.
Is that Martin Lawrence? Martin Lawrence's in here, too. This looks like an interesting flick.
All right.
The Adventures of Moondog.
Yeah.
And Beach Bum.
Martin Lawrence, Zac Efron. You know what I want to see Zac Efron in, not to change the subject, is that Ted Bundy movie. I heard that that's supposed to be really good.
Yeah,
why would you want to see
titles,
him in that?
The because title's a little strange. But.
Right, because I think that this will like challenge him as an actor, and I want to see it.
That's true.
I just want to see how he does, because when I think of Zac Efron, I think of High School Musical still.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, unfortunately.
What do you think of him?
I guess. I think more of like Neighbors and movies that have kind of bombed. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow, you're so negative.
Yeah, I just felt like it is.
I felt like he could have done, like they could have had a really good show with Baywatch with him and The Rock.
Was he in that?
Yeah.
And it didn't do well?
Yeah, you see, because movies that bombed.
It was stupid, and I hate The Rock for putting it out.
What? I love The Rock.
I know. Watch Baywatch. It's dumb.
Oh.
If you're telling us it's dumb, should we watch it?
I know.
You know what I watched? For the experience.
This weekend, I watched a really funny adult comedy, Tag.
You told me about this.
I told Tag. It is about these guys who grew up playing tag as little kids, but they have continued playing tag as adults. And one of the guys is getting married. And they go to this guy's wedding, and this guy has never been tagged before. So they like try to get him. It's really, really funny. Chad and I, we haven't laughed so hard in such a long time. Yeah. It's really funny.
Okay. Very nice. You did tell me about that movie. Nice.
You need to watch it.
Hey, by the way, I wanted to mention this. Shout out to all of our Amish and Mennonite listeners. Who knew, Michelle?
I know. Did you see our text line, Mary?
I'm looking at it now.
Not only that, our phone line, but our text line blew up last hour with that conversation. If you missed that or anything ever, trust me, it's always in the podcast section at WTUZ.com. 99.9 WTUZ, it's Brothers Osborne. Their latest. Remember, we're streaming all the time online at WTUZ.com. Three anniversaries to get to this morning. Kyle and Amber Streb, 8 years of marriage. Happy anniversary. Ron and Cindy Felgenhauer, loyal listeners. Heard that name before. 29 years. Ron and Cindy, happy anniversary. 42 years today, though. Out of Dover, it's Tom and Patty Stevens. Tom and Patty, happy anniversary. To submit them, go to our website, find the contest section, also the keyword anniversary on the Weaver Appliance text line, and you can email us directly too. It's contest at WTUZ.com. We love celebrating those each and every single day along with you folks. It's 7:47. Hey, remember later our Papa John's song of the day when you hear the tune Hooked from Dylan Scott. With Shauna Berkey in the 3 o'clock hour, the key phrase is Papa John's on our text line, and you could be a winner. Two medium, two topping pizzas, and a 2-liter courtesy of your local Papa John's. Coming up next, more of Your Kind of Country on 99.9. Hey, remember later with our very own Shauna Berkey, it's a Papa John's song of the day. Michelle, what tune are they listening for later?
Hooked by Dylan Scott.
That is it, folks. When you hear it in the 3 o'clock hour with our very own Shauna Berkey, text the key phrase Papa John's to the Weaver Appliance text line. You can win free pizza and pop from, of course, your local Papa John's of Yorksville, New Philadelphia. Nothing, ladies, for pop.
I was going to say soda.
Okay.
Not soda.
Nothing. Okay.
Coke.
I know it was 2 hours ago.
Coke. I was thinking more brownies. Brownies.
Hey, so that is your song of the day. What this is? Well, I don't know what this is.
That's hey, not don't be a hater.
Michelle and Mary, this is a Backstreet Boy.
I already know which one it is. Should we ask Mary if she knows?
Oh, God. I don't know.
I don't think she'll.
Wait. Let me look at their names.
What? You don't know their names offhand?
No.
I can maybe name. There's five, right?
Stop it, you guys.
No, just real quick. There's five.
Yes.
Okay, so there's this guy.
Yeah.
There's Nick Carter.
Right.
Isn't there a Brian somebody?
Latrell.
And okay. There's a. Hold on. There's a.
Oh, my God. You guys are heartbreaking.
I don't know anymore of them.
My heart's literally going like this. It's cracking in two.
Now, sadly, I can name all the members of NSYNC. You have JT, obviously.
Yes.
You have Lance Bass.
Right.
You have JT.
You already said
or, I mean, JC.
Yes.
The same, you know. Hold on. Who did I name already? Lance, JC, JT. You have.
Another J.
There's. I'm drawing a blank.
Joey and Chris.
Joey Fat One. Joey Fat One and Chris Kirkpatrick. There's a Kevin somebody in Backstreet Boys, right?
Right.
So
Kevin
I have
Richardson.
Four.
Yes.
Right. Who's
and
the fifth?
You're missing two. You forgot Howie Durrell.
There's that one.
And then this right here is AJ.
Yeah, this is AJ McLean.
AJ.
Hey, this is his second attempt at country music, I guess.
I'm liking it.
It's called Boy and a Man.
I like it.
I mean, I don't know.
Really?
He's a hater.
I just throw shade because he's a Backstreet Boy, and I'm obviously all about NSYNC.
You are. We still love you.
Team NSYNC, too, but I like this song.
I do.
You know what song? That's enough, AJ. I'm sorry. AJ? All right. Hey, you know what song a lot of people like, too? Now it's the first video ever and the most viewed video on YouTube all time. Despacito, now 6 billion views on YouTube.
Despacito.
Anyway, who is it?
Louis Fonsi,
yeah. Right?
And
all right.
Daddy Yankee.
Of course, they threw Justin Bieber on there, too, to modernize it, maybe, if you will. The video hit 6 billion views.
That's awesome.
Just recently. What are the... Michelle, do you have a list over there?
I do.
What are the top viewed YouTube videos?
We'll start with the top five.
Okay.
Number two is Shape of You, Ed Sheeran.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I thought it for sure it would be something a little more worldwide. I mean, I guess he's from the UK, right?
Yeah, so yeah. He's from Ireland, isn't he?
Is he?
Something like that.
You know, that's something that you and Ed Sheeran have in common.
Yes, sounds funny.
All right, what else do we have? What's three on this list here?
See You Again, Wiz Khalifa and Charlie Puth. That was like right after...
Paul Walker died.
Yes. From... What are those?
And listen, everybody loses
Fast
someone.
Fast and the Furious.
Yeah.
Everyone loses someone, so that's a popular song, all right?
Yeah.
Number four, I've never heard this one. It's called Masha and the Bear, Recipe for Disaster.
Yeah, you see, I don't know what that is.
Uptown Funk is number five.
Nice.
With Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars. Now, this is the one that I thought was number one. Gangnam Style.
Oh my gosh, that's
Gangnam Style.
Whoop,
Gangnam
number
whoop,
six.
Whoop. There you go.
But Justin Bieber, he does make the top 10. Justin Bieber, Maroon 5, Katy Perry, and Taylor Swift, they all round out the top 10. So that's cool.
Despacito, though. I don't know if anything will ever top that. Because what's the next one after that, after 6 Bill? What's number 2 at?
4.1
Bill. Oh, my gosh. You see, I don't think anyone's ever.
I don't know. Never say never. We never thought anyone would break Kylie Jenner's most liked photo on Instagram.
Then came the
egg.
Then came the egg.
Then the egg, and then it hatched. We were all disappointed after that. Hey, some folks at Cedar Point were disappointed, but I guess they reversed this. No cell phones in line. Come on, Cedar Point.
Now, it's not on all of the lines. What? It's just one ride.
Okay, why one ride in particular, though?
It's the Steel Vengeance ride, and does it say in here
why? Are you
why?
Familiar with the Steel Vengeance ride?
I am. It is actually a really fun ride. It's not super scary. It's the one that's like a train, I believe. It's like it goes under, although it does start off pretty quick. I do remember that. And I think this one has all this roller coaster has had some like repair issues. Like every time I go, it's always like either down for repairs or
Let's not ride that one.
You know what then. I mean?
Right?
What I do know
is some of the roller coasters are adding like zippered pouches to the bottom of some roller coaster seats.
Well, that's
to
like,
put some of your belongings.
First of all, common sense will tell you.
Yeah.
I mean, they have lockers there for that reason.
Yeah, but you want to keep some stuff on you, some cash,
true.
Maybe your wallet.
True.
And you got to think, it probably costs a lot of money to add all these little zipper pouches to all these roller coaster seats.
Oh, my gosh, I know. It says right here that during the first weeks of the ride's operation, numerous riders reported losing their cell phones and other items on the roller coaster.
So they just basically told them no cell phones at all in line. Then they reversed it.
I feel like that's not going to be. How are you going to apply that rule?
Especially when you're waiting in line for over an hour for a ride.
Exactly. That's why you need a fast pass. Does Cedar Point have a fast pass?
Don't know. I've been there one time.
You've only been to Cedar Point once?
Been to Cedar Point once in my life.
Okay.
I don't know if I could handle roller coasters now at the age I'm at.
Honest to goodness, I can't do roller coasters much anymore. The Raptor, do you remember the Raptor? If I were to mention roller coasters,
mm-hmm.
The Raptor is one where your feet dangle and then it goes over your head. My head, your head like bangs. And now that you're in your 30s, you're just like, I can't do it anymore.
No head banging.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little tough, a little brutal. It's been brutal on Robert Kraft lately, too, folks. Listen, real quick, did this guy really go to this massage parlor the day of the AFC Championship game?
Hey.
The day
he needed to relax
of
the
game. I know it's a stressful situation. That game went to overtime. Imagine what he did after the game.
Oh, my goodness.
Of course, 77-year-old Robert Kraft. Apparently, there's video not only of money exchanging hands, but video of probably other things. You don't want to see a 77-year-old man doing.
There was a TV show about stuff like that. It was with Jennifer Love Hewitt. Do you remember that? It was called The Client List. She worked at a massage parlor. I swear on my life.
Oh, I think I remember that
a
little
bit. I used to watch it. Yeah,
listen, I heard there's already been one other name that's popped up in this whole thing. And so the high-profile businessman, the former Citigroup president, who's like 62 years old.
Oh, I saw that.
He's also looped into this. Apparently, there's like a list of hundreds of men.
Wow. So gross.
And apparently, there could be some other big names coming out from that list.
What was that politician in New York when he got caught doing something, and then all of this client list came out of all these men that were doing this, and they were all married, and it was just like, that's so awkward.
Yeah, it's ugly.
Right, yeah.
R. Kelly on the list? I don't know. But he's on a lot of other people's lists. Hold on. Some random woman bailed him out of jail.
I know. I was just reading that. What'd you say? It was a 46... All it says is, according to Cook County jail records, a woman who described herself as a friend from the Chicago area paid $100,000, the standard 10% bail fee, to secure his release.
Mm-hmm. It was set at $1 million, the bond was. And yeah, some woman, Cook County, that's Chicago there, obviously. But R. Kelly, he was charged with like 10 counts, was in court yesterday.
This is not going to end well for him, I think.
No. Due back March 22nd. So Kraft and Kells.
One of a kind.
I guess.
Two of a kind, I guess you could say.
Years apart, though.
Not to make light of the whole situation.
No,
I know sex
Kelly
trafficking is a huge deal.
Yeah, R. Kelly thing is, if you have a chance, watch that show.
Let me ask you this. I posed this question to Rebecca before, and I wanted to ask you to find maybe a list, but I know R. Kelly's written songs for a number of different artists.
Yeah.
Say if R. Kelly has written Michelle Spring, you're an artist, okay? Recording artist.
Right.
R. Kelly wrote your biggest song you've ever recorded, went number one, stayed there for weeks. Do you still perform that song on the road?
No.
It's your biggest song ever.
Lady Gaga has come out and said
that's not her biggest song ever.
I know, but there are a lot of artists who have either collaborated with him or have had him write songs for them, and they have come out and said they're not going to be performing those songs. Like, I forget if it was Lady Gaga or somebody else.
It's a tough call. It's your smash hit. What you're known for, your signature song, but it's written by this guy.
No. I don't think you do it.
Yeah.
If you watch that show, I'm not kidding you, the Lifetime docuseries of those women called Surviving
R. Kelly.
You
need to set aside some time.
Yeah.
It's long.
And it's emotional. It's so good. It's really good.
Do you think if that never aired, we'd be R. Kelly, I should say, would be sitting here right now? Honestly?
I don't know. I think that show really brought everything
to
light.
Shed a lot of light.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And in that docuseries, a lot of big names came out against him. Like, people that he had worked
with.
Even
his ex-wife, which is crazy.
Right. John Legend came out and talked against him. There were other celebrities in there. It's a lot. Remember I told you I had to watch it in 2 days? Because I've watched the first two or three episodes and I just couldn't do it anymore. I'm like, I have to take
a break. So some of it's too much to handle.
It's a lot.
Parental discretion is advised.
Right.
That gives
definitely.
TV rating up there.
Right.
TV MA for mature audiences only.
Yeah.
Is that the rating?
Probably.
Alrighty. Babbling Brook is awaiting. She has Z News here momentarily. Joe Nichols on 99.9 WTUZ, Eric Michelle, and one Babbling Brook has decided to join the party.
Yes.
Hey, you never lost power, did you?
I didn't.
Rude.
Well, you act like it's something she did.
It was scary, though. I mean, my five-year-old was scared of the wind.
The wind was pretty intense.
In our room for a little bit. She was scared.
Aww.
Yeah, it was just whistling and...
Howling, so they say.
Yes, it was. I swear, I was in our closet and I saw my clothes moving.
Nuh-uh.
Kyle was like, no way. There's no way. I'm like, I swear they were moving.
That's just the ghost you have in your
new
home.
That's true.
That could be it.
That's the spirit in there.
It could be.
Hey, you do have Z News for us.
I do.
Take it away.
All right. In 1998, a jury rejected a lawsuit filed by Texas cattlemen against Oprah Winfrey. The suit accused her of disparaging them on her talk show by implying U.S. beef was unsafe.
Isn't that where mad cow disease came from? Isn't that what she started claiming or something?
I don't know.
Maybe I made that up.
I don't remember that at all.
I thought that was an 1800s thing.
It could have been. like the bubonic plague. Yeah,
right.
You're right.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. In 2005, the Razzies, which honors the worst in film throughout the year, held their 25th annual ceremony. Making a surprise appearance was Halle Berry. She's an Oscar winner for Best Actress in Monsters Ball in 2001. She showed up to accept that year's Razzie for Worst Actress for the title role in Catwoman.
That's right. She did play Catwoman. Not to be confused with...
bad in that.
Don't confuse her with Halle Berry, whatever you do.
He always calls her Halle Berry. I'm like, it's Halle Berry.
Yeah,
she's an Ohio native, BTW.
Encarnacion to the next one.
Oh, my God.
Okay. 2012, Trayvon Martin, an African-American teen walking from a trip to a convenience store, is fatally shot by George Zimmerman, who was a neighborhood watch volunteer.
That was already 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Years ago? It feels like it was just the other day.
Yeah. Like time flies. Yes.
Wow.
And then in 2017, Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway read the wrong winner for the Best Picture Oscar.
That was so funny.
They said La La Land instead of Moonlight, but the error was blamed on an envelope mix-up.
Yeah, it wasn't their fault. They read what was on the envelope.
That was funny.
That's what I do. I read whatever is in front of me. Call me Ron Burgundy. That's what I always say. Holidays for today. For Pete's Sake Day. Carnival Day, National Pistachio Day, and Tell a Fairy Tale Day. Aww. On TV today, Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard. Of course, we all know that they are married. Very cute couple. They're on The View.
He's not even in her league.
Oh my God, they're adorable.
No. They're really cute. He's so goofy and funny, though.
I know.
You gotta have that.
When you have a personality, it can outweigh
everything.
Trust me, looks is not everything.
That's right.
What does that mean? What does that exactly mean?
Your personality has to shine through.
I think I have both, to be honest with you. Not to sound smug or anything.
We're only giving you a hard time.
Brooke.
We love you.
Okay. Mila Kunis should be on the Ellen DeGeneres Show. The Voice, The Blind Auditions, Part 2 is on at 8. Blackish is on at 9. And then The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is on at 9. In country news, Reba recently shared a new song, Know You in Oklahoma, from her upcoming album, Stronger Than the Truth.
So, there's no I in team, Know You in Oklahoma, right?
I get it. That's going to be dropping on April 5th. It was written by her and Ronnie Dunn.
Of Brooks and Dunn.
Mm-hmm.
BFFs.
Her first since her 2017 Grammy-winning Christian album, Sing It Now, Songs of Faith and Hope. Thomas Rhett, he will release his new single, Look What God Gave Her, on March 1st, just one day before he's scheduled to perform on Saturday Night Live. So he teased
that's
a sample.
That's this Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He teased a sample of the song across his social media platforms on February 22nd. It's going to be the lead single from his upcoming fourth studio album. So there you go. There's
and then
that.
Michelle was watching this Taylor Swift video earlier, Brooke.
Yeah,
tell us all about this.
She helped a couple get engaged. She showed up as a surprise guest at that engagement.
Like, how does that happen? Like,
yeah, how do you just say, hey, Taylor, do you think you can come and help me surprise?
He kept it in the video, he's telling all of his friends to, like, move to the side. And everyone's like, what's he doing?
So dude knew what was happening.
He knew. Well, he was the only one. And he goes, I just want to thank you all for coming. Because I think the engagement party was a surprise to his fiance. And he said, and he goes and he says, thank you for keeping it a surprise. I know I can trust some of you. He's like, but I've kept a surprise from all of you. And then all of a sudden she comes. He's like, I want you to meet my friend Taylor. And she comes out. And everyone's like, like bright-eyed, like they don't know. His fiance literally looked like he was gonna pass out.
How do you know this person?
How did this happen?
Hey, good stuff. That's Z News. Babbling Brooke, we thank you. Mm-hmm, as mm-hmm. always. Hey, remember, we have a chance for you to win later in the 9 o'clock hour. Arby's gift cards, sandwiches on us and your local Arby's. More of your kind of country next.
WTUZ.
99.9 WTUZ, Chris Jansen, his latest good vibes, our buddy a couple of years ago from the Tuscarawas County Fair. Eric and Michelle, your morning show driven by Sarshone Ford of Waynesburg. Michelle, you're ready to hop in the country music time machine.
I'm ready.
The wind did not blow it over, and we were able to survive yesterday without electricity. But on this day first, 1997, Grammy news at the 39th Annual Grammy Awards. Held at the world's most famous arena, Madison Square Garden, Leanne Rimes and Vince Gill were big winners that night.
On this day in 2001, Toby Keith captures a platinum album for How Do You Like Me Now? Martina McBride earns her first triple platinum album from the RIAA for Evolution.
All on the same day. 2011 is where we go now. Luke Bryan was at number one on the country singles chart. Someone Else Calling You Baby was the name of that track. And then news on another Luke, right, Michelle?
Yes, on this day in 2018, Luke Combs' song Hurricane went double platinum.
Mm-mm-mm.
I think it did pretty well for him.
Yeah, I would think so. Hey, you'll hear that song next from Luke Combs. Also, coming up soon, you have a chance to win gift cards to Arby's. Free sandwiches could be all yours. Stay tuned for that on 99.9. It's 99.9 WTUZ. Eric and Michelle wrapping things up on your Tuesday. Thanks for coming along. Michelle, we want to say congratulations to our daily winners.
Yes. Our birthday winner today is celebrating her 21st birthday, Sierra McCartney from Dover. And Rick Obule, he just won two Arby's sandwiches from Arby's.
Mm-hmm. Congrats to you, Rick. Also, Michelle, while we're on the topic of food, it's a Papa John's song of the day. You have to tune in later with Shauna Berkey and listen for what tune again?
Dylan Scott, Hooked.
Yes, when you hear it in the 3 o'clock hour with our girl Shauna, text the key phrase Papa John's to the Weaver Appliance text line, and then you could be a winner. Hey, podcast section, if you missed anything from today's show, our Amish/Mennonite discussion, or anything else that may have occurred during today's program, again, podcast section at WTUZ.com. Tomorrow on a hump day, we have $25 to Bell Stores Marathon, and whatever else happens between now and tomorrow at 6 a.m. If you want to get in touch with us, either myself or Michelle, we're out there on social media. Find us if you can. Also, WTUZ.com. For everything else, the latest news, Big Z Sports, what's happening, our streaming services, and links to the station's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram accounts. Michelle, it was fun.
It was a good day.
We'll make it another good one tomorrow, Z Country. Take care. Bye-bye now.